So this is the central plot.
Yeah.
And there are two statues here. This is the statue of Philipp Melanchthon.
Das ist das Standbild von Philipp Melanchthon.
And when we were first here in Wittenberg in 2010, we were looking for something that would be a sign of reconciliation and unity. And we were surprised and very pleased to find on the side of the Melanchthon statue the inscription for Ephesians chapter 4, verse
3.
Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, I want to say something briefly about the scripture, and then we will pray here. For me, this is a marker where we can come and stand and pray and say, the Word of God in Wittenberg proclaims that we should be making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, what is the bond of peace? A chapter earlier in Ephesians 2:14, Paul writes, He himself is our peace. So Jesus, the bond of peace is Jesus. So this scripture tells us to keep our eyes on Jesus, that the key to unity is to keep our eyes together on Jesus.
Okay, Jesus soll also im Zentrum bleiben.
Now the unity is the unity of the Spirit.
Die Einheit ist die Einheit im Geiste.
This is also very important,
das ist auch
I think.
Sehr wichtig, denke ich.
It says that the unity
die Einheit
is not man-made.
Ist nicht von Menschenhand gemacht.
It is from the Spirit.
Es kommt von dem Heiligen Geist.
It comes from God.
Kommt von Gott selbst.
And so it is supernatural.
Es ist übernatürlich.
So it is not something we can produce.
Aus uns heraus hervorbringen können.
And yet Paul writes, make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we should consider this to be a sign of hope, a picture of the future, and also a challenge. Make every effort. Wow. In our personal lives, in our families, in our churches, between churches. So we are going to pray in three different ways. First, we're going to pray out loud all at the same time. And I want you to pray by name for people you know who are doing this, that they would be strengthened. So people you know who are making efforts in the cause of the unity of the Spirit, let's lift them up from this place and pray for God to strengthen them by name. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to have you pray for each other because we as a group are engaged in this work. So we'll form into groups of two and three and pray for each other to strengthen and encourage. And number three, I will have meine Frau to come up and pray a special prayer that's more global in nature. So you have 2 minutes. First, lift up your voice. Put the names of the people you know on your... If you don't know anybody, just ask the Lord to raise up laborers in this area. So let's all lift our voices. Not loud, but out loud. Lord, I lift up to you. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your heart. We pray you to strengthen and encourage and support to the Lord. Lord, I pray you to the Lord. Just give you the faith to pray you to Christ. I ask you to protect the man of God.
work as hard as you can be here, because the community has been free.
Thank you for the great house.
We've been free.
Prayers that I
love. So we should know you hear the only Sabbath that our tradition can mention. That's the Sabbath of the Father. In the events that we did.
Father, so now, I pray for him. Thank you for his leadership in Kansas City. His openness, Lord, for those. Keep praying. You can pray for the same person twice. Just keep interceding.
Yeah.
Keep interceding. Lord, I pray for the people, and I ask that you would continue the unity of the body of Christ and the beautiful words. I pray for Johnson. Thank you for Todd Ryan. I pray you would strengthen and encourage. Thank you for Teo Khaleesi. I ask for wisdom. Lord, I lift up your friends and I thank you to engage in the work of the unity of the Spirit. When I pray for him, the ability to carry through what he has on his heart. Lord, I also pray for George and Eden and ask their work of reconciliation. Okay. The Lord has heard our prayers. He has large ears. He can hear it all.
He can indeed.
Now I want you to turn and pray for each other. Lay hands on each other, groups of two or three, and pray to strengthen each other.
Vater im Himmel, wir danken dir, dass du uns gefunden, erlöst und errettet hast durch Jesus Christus, unseren Herrn. Und Herr, wir wollen auf deiner Seite stehen und für dich leben, Werkzeuge in deiner Hand sein, so wie du das willst, damit du dein Reich so bauen kannst, wie du das willst, nicht wie wir Menschen. Herr, wir haben so schlimme Dinge und Auswirkungen gesehen und erlebt in der Kirchengeschichte. Herr, mach dem ein Ende. Lass die Einheit deines Volkes, deines Leibes wieder zustande kommen, Herr. Danke für die Anfänge, die wir sehen, Herr. Und so wollen wir einander segnen, einander dienen, Herr, damit du als der Friedefürst Friede machst zwischen den Denominationen und das sichtbar wird, Herr, in deinem Volk und dass es Auswirkungen in der Gesellschaft hat. Darum bitten wir dich und dass du, Herr, wirklich von den Menschen erkannt wirst und sie neu an dich glauben. Ich segne meine liebe Schwester, Herr, gebe all die Kraft, die sie benötigt, um eine entschiedene Dienerin an deiner Seite zu sein. In Jesu Namen. Amen. Amen.
Ja, lieber Vater, ich bitte dich, dass du diesen Frieden, diese Einigkeit, schon, dass du das in unsere Familien gibst.
Bitte.
Dass du uns da auch Werkzeuge sein willst, dass wir da in unserer Familie anfangen können. Gib uns da Weisheit, gib uns, ja, dass wir deinen Willen schon in der Familie tun. Mit dieser kleinen Einheit, dass das wirklich Auswirkungen auch auf das Größere hat. Darum bitten wir dich, und ich segne jetzt den Eddie in deinem Namen, Herr. Dass du ja, ihn stärkst, unterstützt, seine Familie auch. Danke, Herr, dass du da bist, dass du zusagst, dass wir zwei oder drei zusammen sind. Bist du mitten unter uns. Danke dafür, Herr. Danke, dass wir es spüren. Und danke, dass wir heute hier sein dürfen.
Danke. Amen. Vielen Dank. Ja. Ja, wir kämpfen auch für die Autoritäten und auch für die Leiter der Kirchengemeinde hier in Wittenberg. Du weißt, dieses geistliche Spannungsfeld und diesen geistigen Kampf, der hier abläuft. Herr, wir wünschen so sehr und wir bitten dich, dass du deinen Sieg schenkst, Herr, dass ein Durchbruch geschieht und Veränderung geschieht, Herr. In Jesu Namen bitten wir das und danken dir, dass du unser Gebet erhört hast.
Okay, sehr gut. Amen. Okay, you need to come closer, because in our marriage, I am the loud mouth. Amy speaks with power, I just speak loud. So come closer, come closer.
We want to pray for one branch of the body of Christ that is not represented here today, and that is the Eastern Orthodox Church. And so, Father, I pray that you would bless our Eastern brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray that you would repair the damage. I pray that you would open doors for repentance, for reconciliation. Lord, the bond of peace has been broken, and we are sorrowful. We are sorrowful, and we long to be reunited with our brothers. The Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon them, and bring your family to healing. Amen.
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 The Orthodox churches are at the moment at present meeting in Crete.
There actually was
canceled.
It was canceled. It was canceled.
No.
It was canceled. It was canceled.
Yeah. Canceled. Which is a matter for grieving. Grieving. Yeah. Matter for grieving. All right. Let's move on to the Luther statue. Follow me. It's right around the corner.